Hey guys, this is the BNN Podcast, Season 2, Episode 1. I'm your host, Connor Hartford, along with McGuire Smith.
Hey guys, today we're going to be interviewing senior soccer captains Rowan Brown and Noah Ellis to get their rundown on the season so far.
So, to get started, do you guys have any pregame rituals or anything that you do before the game to really get you dialed in?
Personally, I like to read the Bible before the game. Like, I find verses that I really like, I'll highlight them, I'll take notes, and then I will, like, read them off to a few of the teammates.
I've never been one of those, but all right.
Usually for me, when I step on the turf of Spooky or wherever going, is when I start to lock in. I usually got my beats on, listening to anything. Usually it doesn't really matter, but kind of gets me in my mode that we're, like, we're here for a reason and get in and out, and we'll move on from there.
Big thing of this season has been your faith, right? You want to expand on that? Maybe there's like a verse that has really carried you through the season, or?
I don't have a verse, but I have been wearing this shirt. I wear it for every pregame. It's called, it says like Jesus Saves on the shirt. It's just a normal tank. I don't have a verse in mind, but I did like create a TikTok account not too long ago. And I read, like, verses daily, and then, like, I'll post about it. Like, I post my interpretation and, like, what I feel about the verse.
All right, so do you guys have any, like, what's your one pregame song that gets you dialed? And then we're going to try and play it.
Oh, gosh.
Gets me dialed? You got one?
Not really. I mean, Family Ties or Jump On It
have been. Jump On It. Jump On It's good. Die With a Smile. I usually be listening to Die With a Smile by Bruno Mars.
So good.
All right, so we're going to start with Die With a Smile, and then when you come up with your song, then we'll play it.
Yeah, Bruno.
Is it the whole song, or is there a certain part in it that really...
The entire song.
Or is it just the title?
It's so good. The whole thing. Am I allowed to start singing? Because I'm about to.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Do it.
Feel it.
Let's hear it, Rowan.
It's tomorrow. So I'm going to love you every night like it's the last night. Like it's the last night. If the world was ending, I want to be next to you.
Hey, this is my song, not yours. Chill.
Yeah, so it's pretty good all around. I mean, Bruno's voice is fantastic.
Noah, have you come up with a song that you...
Yeah,
Jump On It. I was like, give him Jump On It.
Jump on it. All right.
This song came about, we were at a team bonding, and I brought it up. And we just started dancing to it, and all of a sudden we're screaming like, "Yeah!" like in between. And so now this is our like exit song.
Yeah, it's not even like just my song; it's like the team song. Like last year, we like Family Ties. Like that was like the team.
Yeah, you ever heard about this?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't really know if you. It's hard to sing, but it's just a vibe. Like we'll all stand up individually, and we'll start hitting some move.
Yeah, on the bus, especially.
So what's the go-to move?
Oh, I got you. Hold up, it's coming. Hey. Hey. Yeah, we usually take that all around the horn. Every single person will hit it, and then that just gets us turned on the bus.
So, seniors this year. Do you guys have a favorite Baden soccer moment out of all? I mean, Rowan, you haven't been here all 4 years, but.
Yeah, mine was my sophomore year coming here. We played, my freshman year when I was at Ross, they beat the dog out of us. And sophomore year, they came in rolling into Spooky, and they gave it to us. We were down 3-0 at half, and there wasn't much floating in the air. But then all of a sudden, the beginning, like first 2 minutes of the second half, we put a goal in, and all of a sudden there was some life, and we were able to get it 3-3 before the game ended. But ended in a tie, but coming back 3-0 from half was definitely something I could always remember.
Okay, so you guys were great last year, obviously, but you're having a pretty good season so far this year. What are you guys, like 6-3-1?
No, we are 6-1-3.
Very nice, but that's awesome. Not quite undefeated, but pretty close. So how are you guys, what do you think have been the biggest factors in continuing that success this season?
Hickey, he has his mindset that we take each game, like, at a time. Like, we don't, like, after we get, like, a big win, forget about it, focus on the next one. Because you've seen, like, by our results, like, we had 1 week where we beat Monroe 1-0, but then we tied Roger Bacon 1-1. Roger Bacon should have been a win. We should have played better because we were too happy about our previous win. So. Yeah. And then coming off, like, the 4-0 little Miami loss, that was really bad. None of us were happy about it. But we forgot about it, and then we came back and we beat McNick 2-1.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, I think from last year to this year, something that we took away from last year was our start. Last year we had the same way we started. We started off, I think, 7-0 or something, and then we went to Monroe and they gave us our first tie. But that's something we kind of saw this year was starting from the get go, and I think. Picking up from where we left, and you know, we lost a lot of players that played a lot, and we lost our main guy, which, you know, it kind of helped us in the long run because, you know, we actually got to figure out something now besides of just feeding Bredo, and it started to unite us more on the field. But I think we learned from last year, and then we're just going to keep on trucking.
Awesome. And then looking forward, I know you guys still have several regular season games left, but how are you feeling about making a run in the playoffs this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we're ready, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've shown all year that we're not going to give up much goals defensively.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think our biggest problem, but our weakness right now is just putting the thing in the back of the net.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think, you know, once we get that, I mean, we're not going to give up any goals. So we got a chance to make a pretty far run, if not take it all away.
Yeah, I agree. And like, when you look at our scores, like, a lot of our games, like, they're close games. And if you look at preseason, too, like, we played, I think it was Indian Hill. I think it was, like, 2-2. It was a tie of some sort. I don't remember the score. But, like, we're going toe-to-toe with one of the best teams in our area. And if we can take on Indian Hill, then I'm confident that we can take on almost anyone.
So, to kind of give you guys your roses, I mean, you guys do not come off the field almost every single game. How does that, like, take a toll from it? Because you guys play multiple games a week, and when you guys don't play games, you have practices, so.
Yeah, I mean, especially this week. I mean, we're going 3 games this week. We went to McNick last night, or, yeah.
Yeah, we went to McNick.
No, 2 nights ago. We went Tuesday night, and it was a physical game. And then now we turn around, and we go senior night tonight at home, and then we go to Fairfield Saturday. But it's a lot, but. Just off the field is mostly recover. Like, we know that we're going to some games figure out that we can only play 14, 13, 12 guys, and that's fine. But at some point, we got to realize that, hey, we got to start using these kids and get them used because we're not going to be able to Iron Man it the whole time.
But at the same time, I feel like we're seniors. So it's our job to step up and do that. Like, when – like, look at Charlie, like, one of our freshmen, like, he's been getting hurt a lot. He's been getting hit. Like, we got to be there to pick him up.
Yeah, for sure.
We got to show him how to, like, have that grit, be able to power through. Because I've had my trouble with injuries over the past few years. And I've learned, like, hey, just keep going. Like, you got to know what's at stake. And we have a lot at stake. Like, I don't know about any of the other guys, but I want state. I want a state title.
Bring her home.
I do want to bring her home, and I feel like we have a pretty good chance.
All right, well, do you guys want to play a little game?
Yeah, please.
Let's go for it.
All right, so I'm going to count down from 3, and you guys are going to say the same, or not say the same word, but you're going to say a word, and however many tries it takes you.
Oh, wait.
How about you do a soccer-related word?
Okay. You guys got that?
You got it?
All right.
Soccer-related?
Right. Soccer-related.
Okay, ready?
All right.
Let me know when you guys have a word.
I got a word.
Yeah, I got one.
All right, 3. 2, 1.
Assist.
You said rookie And Rowan said assist.
No, I said Hickey.
Oh, Hickey, like okay. Coach Hickey.
Yeah.
Oh, he said.
Hey, think
but
about
think yeah, all right. So Coach Hickey.
And assist.
And then assist.
Think about it, Rowan.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Hockey assist.
Goal.
Oh, my.
Oh, hockey assist.
Come on.
That's good. That's okay. Good, Loki. Okay.
Hockey assist and goal. All right. It does not look like they have it.
No, it does not look like they have it at all.
They got it. Oh, Rowan shaking his head yes. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Pass.
Oh, I think.
I said Max because he's always begging.
Oh, Max pass.
Max and pass.
Yeah, because he's always
begging. When Max passes the ball, this is it. We get A and
3.
Wait, hold on.
How do you not have this now?
Come on. He has it. When three. Max passes the ball, we get A.
Don't say it.
Oh, he's cooked, bro. Oh, so come on.
When Max passes the ball,
what happens
the
next?
Middle.
What? He's,
oh, my.
What happens?
3, 2, 1. Shot.
Over.
Oh.
I was thinking what? Goal. What are you guys?
I was
you
thinking,
said shot.
He said turnover. He's disheartened.
Oh, Max Snellgrove.
Poor Max. He's trying his best. Right.
Do you guys want to restart? This
yes.
is going.
Yeah. No, let's not do. Let's not do soccer.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Any word. Ready?
All right.
You guys have words? Yeah. Right, 3, 2, 1.
Water bottle. Oh.
Okay. Hold on.
I said water bottle. You said
water?
Ooh. Oh, first try. Almost.
All right. You got it?
Yeah, I got mine. I got mine.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Water jug.
Hey, there you go. Hey.
You're good. All right, round three. Round three. Last one. Go three rounds.
All right.
Okay,
well,
let me get a word.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Backpack.
You said math, and he said backpack.
Ooh.
Noah math.
Okay.
And
okay.
Rowan backpack.
All right. Hold on. All right, I got mine.
All right, you guys count down.
3, 2, 1. Homework.
Notebook. What'd you say?
I said notebook.
Oh, I said
notebook and homework. Okay.
You got it.
Seniors, teammates have been playing a long time, and they are awful at this game.
All right, I bet. I got this. Terrible. 3, 2, 1. Calculator.
Calculator and Noah, what did you say?
No. I said Alex.
Alex.
Like the program. All right, bet.
Okay, we're good.
3, 2, 1.
Herring John. Yeah.
Shout out, Mr. Harrington.
Harrington John. Shout out to you, my guy.
What a class.
Love you as a coach.
How many coaches do you guys have?
It depends. Yeah, 4 technically with Coach Even, Pat, Mr. Harrington John, and Hickey. Coach Hickey.
Good group of guys leading you to state, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys haven't had too many injuries this year, so clearly doing something right.
Yeah. Just got to keep it like that.
So those team meals beforehand or the team snacks after getting you guys right?
Yeah, those are low-key fire. The green apple Gatorade is the best thing I've ever had on this world.
That green apple Gatorade is a crazy take.
Glacier freezes.
You don't like it?
I'm not a fan.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Excuse me?
Is he being for real right now?
Roman's cold.
That is...
criminal. That's criminal.
That's a good point to bring up, though. How do you guys, I mean, we've already talked about it. You guys are out there all the time. Recovery, post-game.
Oh, there is no water breaks.
No water breaks. Halftime is your heaven.
Yeah, but usually if, like, McNick, for example, we had a kid, Charlie, freshman, got
Charlie
hurt.
Charlie
Hall. Yeah, Charlie Hall got hurt, and he was fine. I think he was cramping or something. Maybe he got cleated or something. And I hear Pat, he helps JV and varsity. I hear him, Coach Hickey yells him to come out, and he's like, keep him down, Pat. So there's obviously nothing wrong with Charlie, but when Pat goes out there, that gives us, you know, that chance to get a little quick sip of water and discuss stuff. But the little stay out there and keep him down is awesome.
So with playing soccer, do you guys watch soccer too?
Yes, all the time.
He's a big soccer guy.
Addict. Not so you, Rowan.
I can't do it. It's something that...
So who's your team, Noah?
Barcelona. I love Barcelona. My lanyard is a Barcelona.
Is that Messi? Or he used
not
to
anymore.
Play there. Not anymore. He's at
not
Miami
anymore.
Now. But so are you a big Messi fan?
Huge Messi fan.
So if I started talking up Ronaldo, you would be appalled.
I would be... Well, not appalled. Because I think Ronaldo is still an amazing player, but Messi's better. 100%.
Rowan, do you disagree?
Yeah. Give me CR7.
Absolutely CR7. Not.
Okay, no, no, no.
No, Messi, I don't got time to argue this because you'll probably
better,
win.
No, no, no. Yeah, because Messi's a better player or Ronaldo's a better athlete. There's a difference.
Okay, give me the women's girls national team. Give me Christy Dunn. Give me Alex Morgan.
Alex Morgan didn't make the team this year.
Hey, she had a kid. She's retired. I'd give that to her, but she probably would beat Messi in a one-on-one.
That's a crazy take.
It's not. U.S. women's national team is the greatest team to watch play. It's the only thing I'll watch.
That's it?
Yes.
You don't watch like FCC? You don't watch Barcelona?
No, I couldn't tell you anyone. I couldn't tell you a player. I'm
embarrassed for you.
I give you Messi. I give you Ronaldo. I can give you Neymar and Mbappe. That's probably all I can give you.
That's sad.
I know. I wish I liked soccer. I just don't like it.
You name more than me.
Like, sorry. Go blue, though. Shout out to Michigan.
Yeah, I have heard you are a big Michigan fan.
Ooh.
No. See, USK. So I like so Ohio State.
Oh, that's
I'm
a big
problem. Ohio State fan.
That's a problem.
Go Buckeyes.
What do you support, McGuire?
Oh, Miami of Ohio.
Oh, that's awful.
I got a big
I'm so sorry for
I
your
have
loss.
To. It's a hometown
Notre,
team.
Notre Dame might step on you this weekend.
Or we might be the second MAC team to beat them.
Okay, so,
okay,
Rowan.
Like, who thought it Ohio Northern was going to win?
Michigan has a 3-game win streak against my Ohio State Buckeyes.
We do.
How do you feel this year, though, about them? Because I got to be honest, they're not looking crazy hot.
Like, what happened to Texas?
Okay, well, so first of all, Texas is the number one team in the country. So, okay, they're supposed to beat us. We were there 10th. And then, you know, now the fact that, I don't know if you guys saw, but the Davis Warren, the kid that walked on and was fighting leukemia,
QB.
Yeah, he's not starting this week. Alex Orji is starting. And I agree with that because I think he's a freak athlete. And also, I don't know if you guys know about sports cards, but, like, they're kind of a big thing. Like, you know, they're starting to get big. And I went to the first one the other day with James Brink, and I bought an autographed Alex Orji card. And now he's starting, and so now his prices are going to be up here, and I can't wait for that. And he's going to ball out and beat USC Saturday at 3:35. Let's go.
So are you going to wait to sell that card
until
he gets drafted? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to hold on to that.
You're going to wait until he's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Ohio State's backfield?
Oh, I'm not worried at all.
Not even
no.
About Jeremiah Smith.
You know, he's a freshman. He's young. Of course, he's a freak athlete, and, you know, he deserves to be on that field. But at the end of the day, you are facing the number one player in the nation of Will Johnson. So you're not scoring on him.
Not Will Howard. I mean,
Will Howard.
Ohio State's offense is quite literally filled and stacked this year.
They are. And I think they have the number one offense in the country. But, again, we have Will Johnson and Mason Graham that are going to be top 5 draft picks next year. And I just don't see them scoring much points against us.
Well, we'll see.
We'll
find out.
November 30th.
Absolutely.
Noon.
Yeah. Be there.
Big time kickoff.
Are you going to the game this year?
I don't know. We usually get tickets every year.
Do you drive up to Michigan when they play there?
Yeah, usually when it's at Michigan, we go. But last year we went to the Big Ten champ at Lucas Oil.
Yeah.
So we watched them beat the dog out of Iowa. And then, you know, I like to watch them at home win the national championship. So got that under my belt now.
J.J. McCarthy. Big J.J. friend.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we know. Trust. We know.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel bad for him for his injury. Speedy recovery, J.J.
So, guys, you're both seniors. You got a little time left on the soccer team. But looking back, like, what would you say just overall your journey with Baden Soccer has been like, Rowan? I know you haven't been here all 4 years, but you've been here this third year. And, like, what would you say your proudest accomplishment has been as a member of the team?
Definitely making varsity as a freshman. That was definitely a big confidence booster because I didn't have a lot of confidence going in. But then, like, I started to notice I was starting to hang with some of the guys.
Yeah.
And I don't know, when Hickey told me to go grab a varsity jersey, that, I don't know, that just had, like, a big impact on me.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say it's not even that Baden starting off my high school year. I've My whole high school year, I haven't started one game my whole high school career as 4 years. I started as a freshman at Ross, but we played a team where it was senior night, and I was a freshman, so you know, mm-hmm. there's no way they're starting the freshman. So that was the only game I've never started in my high school career besides my when I transferred my sophomore year, I had to sit out the half of the season.
Yeah.
So that's the only time I sat out. But I think being able to say that I started all 4 years is something my mom did when she came here and played. Yeah. And that's something I think I can keep carrying out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, and Rowan, how many brothers? You have, like, what, five brothers?
Yeah, five brothers.
So a house full of – you guys are split too, right? If I'm
– what do you mean?
Like Michigan and Ohio State?
Yeah.
If I'm
– yeah, half – house divided.
Yeah. So not to bring that topic back up again, but how does that like you have you're the middle, right?
Second oldest. Declan's the middle.
Okay.
He's the junior.
Yeah. He's the junior.
Yeah. So how is that? How is a house of five other dudes?
It's just us five now since Aiden's down at Thomas More in his dorm every night or his apartment. But you know, it's fun. It's fun to grow up with all of them and be able to do stuff like that that some people don't really get the opportunity to have. So extremely blessed for that part.
Yeah.
And then you guys both talked about how you've been playing varsity and starting all 4 years, really. So with that in mind, are either of you thinking about playing in college and continuing that or not?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, that's what it's been my goal since I came into high school.
Mm-hmm.
Struggling a bit right now to find where I belong, but
yeah, for sure.
This winter coming up is going to be a huge opportunity for me and Noah. It's kind of weird, but like, you know, as you know, Braylon even committed to UC. Yeah. But her, like, it's kind of weird, but their process is way ahead of the boys. It's kind of mm-hmm. weird. And mm-hmm. then colleges are starting to cut off roster spots for men's soccer, so it's kind of getting mm-hmm. hard. But yeah. This winter is going to be like basically the prime time to find a place where you want to play collegiate. Sure. So,
Noah, you?
I mean, yeah, I'm behind on the recruiting process. Like, I haven't been sending out too many emails. I've gone to ID cans. But like Rowan was saying, this winter is huge. And I just mm-hmm. moved to his team. And our coach is the assistant coach at Xavier. And so I'm hoping that he's going to help me a lot through this process.
Yeah, for sure. And what does that process kind of look like? I know you guys aren't fully into it yet, but how does that all work?
Well, right now, high school is kind of like a break, I would mm-hmm. call it. Like, usually, those college coaches aren't going to be recruiting us right now from college. It's just more of a time to have a couple of games off and find out that you can be the best player on the field during high school. Because when it gets to club, I mean, you're playing kids that are already committed to Division I. But it starts off with usually an email. We play in a bunch of college showcases, so mm-hmm. basically it's a round robin. You play three games in a weekend, and there'll be a list of the website of all the coaches coming. You'll go down the list and then send your email out to, here, these are my game times. You pull up, and then once that, you'll follow up with an ID camp if they get a response, and then go on a visit and then get your official offer.
Okay, awesome.
So, Rowan, I interviewed you, I mean, I don't know what it was, one of the first few soccer games, and we talked a little bit about how, well, you play two sports during the fall season and how you kind of balance that. And same thing with you, Noah. You have soccer, and you're in a lot of good classes, and you're heavy in service, too. So how do you guys balance your busy schedules and still have success?
Yeah, I mean, it's for sure you have to be willing to want to do it. You can't just say that if you don't want to do it, you're not going to have fun doing it. But being able to play soccer and be the kicker for football is something that I see that I can actually have fun. And if I'm actually wanting to go to practice from both of them and actually working my tail off and wanting to get home and knowing that I'll be doing homework around 11 o'clock, I'm fine with it. And I think now we have to realize that high school is an opportunity where you can do multiple things at once, and then once you hit that college level, you mostly break it down to one. And I think I like taking advantage of it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, you got to make sacrifices for the things you love. Like you were saying, it's like a loss of sleep, staying up late to do homework.
Yeah, I mean, we went to McNick, and we got home at 11 something, and I got Alex due at midnight.
I would just also utilize like every second wisely. Like when you go home, like if I only have 30 minutes, like yeah, it's just 30 minutes to relax. Like no, I want to try to like knock something out. Mm-hmm. If I can like do some homework before I leave, just to lighten the load a little bit. You just got to use every like minute of your day wisely. And if you have to lose sleep, then you have to lose sleep. I'm willing to do that, like Rowan is.
So, I mean, I think we've established it, but you guys are seniors one, but also captains.
Yes,
what
sir.
Does that title mean to you?
You know, it's a huge role for some coaches to pick individuals to be their captain. And I think Coach Hickey is wanting a lot out of us. And when I mean a lot, I mean more than I even expected. I think my first realizing how much he wanted at me was over the summer. Last year, he had a bunch of captains and seniors that were gone for service trips, but I get, which, you know, but you're gone for 2 weeks sometimes, and you need that one person to step up. And last year, I was that junior that stepped up, and he was coming to me asking me, like, get the guys together, send them. We went to Joyce a couple times to do some fitness without him being there, so I had to run that. And then this summer, I think my first, like, captain as a senior was running the youth camp. Like, he literally told me that I had this many kids for each grade, and you need to find what you're doing for 4 hours. And I was like, oh, like, wow, okay. So I got to plan all that, and I think that's when I realized, like, this dude is going to want a lot out of me this year, and same for Noah. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's more than just leading on the field. You got to lead a lot off the field. Like, you got to make sure everyone's mind is right. Like, during warm-ups, like, if you see any goofing around, like, you have to put an end to that. You cannot let them goof around, because that's how we get crappy results. That's how we, like, tie, like, Roger Bacon 1-1. We don't take the warm-up seriously, and then we end up tying. But it's also, like, keeping your guys in check out, like, outside of the field. Like, making sure they're not doing anything stupid to, like, prohibit them from playing in the next game or something like that.
And, like, speaking of leading the team, you guys obviously have a really tight-knit team community. I think you guys call yourselves the Band of Brothers. Is that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, sort of, like, how do you, like, foster that sense of community and keep that strong? And also, like, what does that community mean to each of you?
I mean, it means a lot to me. Like, this is my second family. I love these guys. And what keeps us so close is that we all struggle together. Like, we're all going through it. At Joyce Park, it's 90 degrees.
It's maulings. We maul each other.
It's mugging.
It's muggings. It's maulings. We give it all to each other. But at the end of the day, we just love each other.
Amen.
And then usually at the end of practice, when we break it down, it'll be like a Rams on two, and then it's show some love.
Show some love.
Show some love, whether it's you know, a little hug, a little high five. And then it carries out in the beginning of the game. We all huddle around Hickey, and he's got these phrases that he tells us to say. It's like, we will dominate 80 minutes, minute by minute, half by half. I love my brothers.
I love my team.
We will dominate. And that's what it comes down to, is just family.
So do you guys have, like, if I were to give you an hour to live and you could only eat one more thing?
I can only eat one more thing?
You can only eat one more meal.
Oh.
What would be your final meal?
Either Chipotle or something of Miss Holverson's cooking. God.
Okay, so we'll go with Chipotle. What is your Chipotle order?
All right, so you have to get a bowl, right? You have to get a bowl.
Of course.
We're going to do brown rice.
Okay.
Chicken.
Hold up.
I don't know why you said brown rice.
Did you just say brown rice?
Well, yes.
How old are you, 60? Are you kidding me?
Am I not allowed to get brown rice?
Brown rice tastes
is
like
for healthier people.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're a teenager. Eat white rice.
What's wrong with the brown rice?
Like, it tastes like turf from the field. That's the consistency brown rice gives you.
We'll let you carry on.
Okay, 20% as much flavor. It's just not.
All right, stop talking about
me. All right, carry on. Yeah, so brown rice, chicken.
Chicken, cheese, guac, pico de gallo. That's that.
All right, Rowan is in... appalment over here.
That is horrendous. But all right. First of all, I double rice. You know, it sets the tone.
White rice, just to be clear.
Double white rice sets the tone for the worker, knowing that I'm about to get a massive bowl. And so, I'll start off with double white rice, and then I'll get chicken. And depending whether I got enough points in my app, I'm getting double chicken.
Good Lord.
Load that thing up. And then the next one's a queso. You know, can't have it too much. It's got to be some little liquidness. You can't have it too dry. So it just gives it a little more flavor. But then, I don't know if you guys ever had it, but the hot salsa there, you guys ever had that?
No.
Like the green sauce or whatever.
It is phenomenal. I get it on the bowl, and then I get a side thing to go.
Okay.
And that's just unbelievable. And then I'll do light corn, and then I'll do extra cheese because I love my
cheese.
That
was weird. Don't ever do that.
Extra cheese.
So that's a beefy bowl.
Oh, dude, it's phenomenal. I like Cane's too.
Love Cane's.
So out of the four things on their menu, what do you get?
What, Cane's?
Yeah, they have like three
Cane and Combo is the only right answer. No coleslaw.
Is that the one with six?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you would get the candy. All
right. Go straight to the Cavs.
But, no, you got to go to the box combo. And I'm going to give you this. When you next, whoever's listening to this, this is what you're going to order. You're going to get the box combo. You're going to place the coleslaw with either fries or toast, whatever. But when you order that toast, make sure you tell them to butter both sides.
Mm.
You butter both sides. It will be the greatest thing you ever had in your life. And you got to get two extra cane sauces to create a little mukbang.
A little what? A
little mukbang.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You like mukbangs?
Nice. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you like make a sandwich with them? Like, do you like take a bread or like?
Yeah, I'll take the bread and I'll like crease it like a hot dog bun.
No.
Put the tender fried caniac sauce.
The fries.
And just for the, if you're listening and you hear the background noise, that is Coach Cheek. In our PFAC.
Oh, I hear him now.
Getting someone in the street.
They are. I mean, this is just an average after school day at Baden. It is very present.
Energetic.
In the studio. All right, so it's getting a little loud, but I wanted to ask you guys, what is your first memory of soccer?
Like my whole
life. Like in your
like
whole life.
Whole
I
life
think you guys
first,
have both been playing.
Or you could do best.
Time,
like childhood memory of soccer.
At Ross, there is a say soccer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at Joyce, so we'll practice Saturday mornings. Joyce will run through all the little kids, and there's on those little fields. At Ross, it's called MRAA. And that was the first team I was on, and I was playing up with some older kids, and that's where it all started for me.
All right, so don't dog on me for the team, but when I was at St. John's, I was also on a say soccer team. We were called the Yellow Yaks.
Ooh.
The Yellow Yaks?
That's a good name.
All right, I can't complain. I was on a Yellow Pies say team.
Pies?
The Yellow Pies. One kid wanted it to be the Yellow Butter, but I don't know. We ended up with the Yellow Pies. My dad was the coach. We were horrendous.
Yeah, no, my dad coached this team.
Okay, so tell us about the Yellow Yaks.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you much about the Yellow Yaks. I just know that I was a baller on that team.
Couldn't tell you much because you played the bench.
Left bench or right bench, Noah?
He liked right.
I started every single game.
That's what they all say.
That's what you said not too long ago.
What position were you on the Yellow Yaks? What did you play? Or did you play everywhere?
I played everywhere.
You were just a dog.
I am just a dog. I do the same for Baden.
Sorry, I'm just getting a little distracted by the sheer just screaming coming from the other next room.
Has to be Coach Feeming or basketball.
Terrifying.
No, it's not. I don't know.
Crazy. Okay, so finish with your Yellow Yaks.
I was just talking about my versatility and how I played everywhere for the Yellow Yaks, and I've done the same for the Baden Rams.
Yeah, absolutely.
I play everywhere.
Okay, name all the positions you played for Baden.
6, 8, 10, striker, left wing, right wing.
When did you play?
What's your favorite? What's your favorite position? Yeah. Favorite.
Mine?
Yeah.
The 8, center mid. I run the whole field at the 8. And now, technically, but After, who did we play Thursday? Last Thursday. Bacon, maybe?
No, it wasn't Bacon.
Alter. Or, no, it was the game it was, after Alter.
It was Little Miami.
Oh, yeah. Thursday. But after, Miami. Yeah, after Little Miami.
Wait, no, that was Saturday.
Yeah, I know. It was Clint Massey. But,
oh, yeah, Clint Massey was Thursday.
After Little Miami, Coach Iggy wanted to put me at the six, and he told everyone that he knows I don't want to be there, but it's going to be the best for us. But the eight is my position.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you guys – you have 1 minute. It's going to be a game. You have 1 minute to plug whatever you guys want into the segment, whether it's a soccer game or, you know, if you have a club going on. Just anything Baden-related, or if you want to shout out, like, a player, J.J. McCarthy. I mean, he's hurt now. Yeah. Pay him your respects.
Still my boy.
But you guys are going to have exactly 1 minute to – 30 seconds each. So, no, I'm going to tell you when to go. I'm going to tell you when your time's up.
So, we're just rambling?
Absolutely. Yeah, just let it fly.
About anything.
Yeah.
About
anything. Anything.
All right.
All right. We're going to go Noah. And 3, 2, 1. Time is yours.
All right. We got senior night tonight at the Nook for Charlotte Madison. I'll be there. Follow my Bible account. It's called The Bible with Noah 1. I post on it daily. That's all I got.
That was sorry.
Why was it sorry?
Shout out. You don't want to shout out service, Baden service, Urban Action Days.
Yeah, I'll shout out service. I love Baden service. Follow them on Instagram.
All right. Rowan, the time is yours.
All right. I just want to start out my boy, JJ McCarthy. What up, though?
Shut up.
No, I hope you're a speedy recovery. I just want to let you know that I'm bringing you up in my AP Stats project. I'm doing your QBR rating through the 2023 year.
Insane.
It's my time. And I want to shout out to my mom, shout out to my dad. Everyone's going to be there tonight. Shout out, happy birthday to my dad yesterday. And then shout out to my girlfriend from Ross. It's been a minute, low-key.
Oh.
And then shout out to them, Harry and John and Coach Hickey. Let's go win state, baby.
It was just your birthday recently too, right?
Yeah, yesterday.
Any presents? What's your favorite present that you got?
I got these kicks.
Oh, very nice.
So, brown on clouds.
Brown on clouds, brown last name. I really do it at all.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you guys for being on.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Any last words?
Good luck tonight.
Yeah, show up to senior night. Let's go, blackout.
Mm-hmm. Be there, Spooky Nook.
Yes, sir.
7 p.m., right?
Yes, sir.
Who you guys playing?
Trotwood Madison. And then we're hitting up Applebee's afterward. 50 cent boneless wings.
Ah. All right, absolutely.
All you can eat wings?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that.
All right, and this is BNN Network. Season 2, episode 1. Join us next week, episode 2.
To be determined.
TBD.
Yes, sir.
But it'll be pretty great, so show up for that.
Gotcha.
Bye.
Thanks, Ken.
Bye.
Yeah.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'ma love you every night. Yeah.